I'll hang on to this forever. Have you been on eBay? There's so many finds. And I bet that diving watch would sell fast. Just saying.
Find what you love, sell what you don't. eBay. Things people love.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Welcome back. You lift the field. Hour number two. Going to get some Clemson baseball talk here, some college baseball talk here coming up in a second. I do want to tell you about our great friends over at Greer Flooring Center. I am one of these guys, man, when I go meet with some of our clients, I'll wear you out with questions. I want to learn about your business. And one of the things I learned about Greer Flooring Center is that they really, really pay a ton of attention to their Google reviews. Matter of fact, when you buy from Greer Flooring, they're going to call you after the sale. They're going to call you after the installation. They're going to call you a few months into it. They want to make sure that everything went right. They make sure that and see where they can improve. You'll have, like, exit interviews, a couple of these, just to make sure that you're right and that things go well for you. So love it. Love what they do. Love our great friends over at Greer Flooring Center. It's the very best in the business. It's Greer Flooring Center. Check those good folks out at GreerFlooringCenter.com. I want to get to a couple of things. Clemson basketball tonight, 10 o'clock. I'm going to need everybody on assignment tonight, doing the homework assignment, because I'm not staying up to 10. I'm sorry. I love Clemson basketball. I love this team, but the idea of staying up until after midnight, you guys have to let me know what it is. And so we'll get with some people calling in and making sure that we've got a good representation of what happened with the Clemson, hopefully with a win tonight. All seven ranked teams that played last night won in college basketball. A big win for NC State at SMU last night, and the Gamecocks took it on the chin at Texas from last night. Told you Lindsey Vonn. I'm going to ask Dr. Martin coming up at 7:25 about Lindsey Vonn's partial knee replacement, robotic-assisted knee replacement that she had, and moving forward with that. Clemson lacrosse picked to finish fifth in the ACC, and obviously very highly ranked ACC teams there. And gave you some of the – well, we mentioned there's a bunch of trades in the NBA. We didn't really get to some of that. All right, so Eric Backich has this plan, and this is something that we've talked about a lot here on the show. And sometimes, you know, I think outside the box, and sometimes people think I'm absolutely nutso and crazy and make no sense whatsoever. If you listen to it, sometimes I make some sense of it all. I had said for years that – I think that football needs to be played in the spring and baseball needs to be played in the fall. I say that because baseball season starts in a couple of weeks, and all over the country, we've already seen it already, snow flurries in baseball, and that shouldn't happen. Baseball is a warm weather deal. Baseball should be played starting in – actually, you should do it in the summertime. Matter of fact, this is – call it like it is. If these are professionals now, let's play summertime baseball. Let's don't compete at all at basketball. Like right now, they're going to open up the season right in the middle of March Madness. Like, that's crazy. People coming down the stretch, that's dumb. Same thing with basketball, starting right in the middle of football season. That's dumb. And I say do baseball in the summertime, and then let's football season. What? Will, let me ask you a question. Do we have the Eric Backich stuff ready?
We do.
Okay. And it cuts off at the end there because it's on Instagram. He has a 20-page Instagram post. And I've never seen a 20-page Instagram post. But he's got 20 pages of all the data to support all this. And look at Coach Eric Backich's Instagram to find all stuff out. With that said, when I say football weather, what do you think of? Man, this is football weather today.
I honestly think of either really, really hot or really, really cold. It's that transitional period. Because we've had games where the heat index is like 107.
traditionally, when I was growing up, football weather meant like cool night, like crisp in the air. It's going to look colder. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But now, half your season or three quarters of your season is played where it's 90 degrees and 85 degrees. Well, why not move it to January? We start in January. We got football weather. January and February and March, you're outside. You're warmed up. You're in the United States. You play football in the spring. And the spring semester, and then you end up, man, spring comes around in April, the national championship games and all that. People think I'm crazy when I say it, but it's true. Now, here's where the genius, I always tell you EB's elite. Always thinking outside the box. And he's done a bunch of research on this. But here's what Eric Backett's posted on his Instagram.
Season on Valentine's Day is freaking stupid. Get the season out of February. Start the first Friday in March. Not because it's cold and snowy in the southeast right now, or it's always cold and snowy in the north through half the spring. It's basketball season, and what it's really about is money. And by money, I mean increasing revenue for warm weather schools who play over half their home games in the months of February and March, but their actual attendance is better in April and May, where they can hit revenue streams of alcohol sales, concessions, merch, etc. Cold weather schools are getting on commercial airlines to travel the first few weeks of the season. They can save their travel budgets. The numbers are undeniable. Almost 90% of warm weather schools have better actual attendance in April and May than they do in February and March. We're the only major sport whose season doesn't mirror the pro season, and minor league baseball outdraws college baseball collectively by a landslide. And guess how many professional games are played in the months of February and March? One thing we can take from professional baseball is expanded playoffs. Why not trade 1 week?
So it goes into the playoff stuff. 20-page report. I read out last night. It makes a lot of sense. It goes over where all the national champions. Northern teams don't have a chance in baseball. All the national champions come from the South or the West with good weather. No one wants. You can't recruit to the Northeast. Who wants to play half your season in frigid temperatures? Makes no sense at all. Move it, like he said, move it back. Move it to March the 1st. And you're only moving it 3 weeks, but that gives you three more weeks to get ready, three more weeks to – look at all the arm injuries we have. South Carolina's lost two pitchers now. Last year they're ace, and this year they're ace. Before the first pitch is even thrown. We're throwing baseballs out there. They're practicing. The video you see on Instagram with all that was in the snow. He's outside of his house. He's drinking coffee in the snow. And meanwhile, they're practicing for the season. I'm sure they went indoors to work on hitting in the batting cages indoors. This is absurd. And like he said, this is basketball season. Right now, Clemson basketball, and we've had this debate many times on the air, what's a bigger to Clemson fans, baseball or basketball? Traditionally, it has been baseball has been winning there because Clemson's had such a proud baseball history. And that shouldn't happen that way, by the way. It should be the other way around. Basketball needs to be driving it. So. But here's the thing. Clemson's ranked in basketball right now. And Clemson basketball's got big games next weekend. Next weekend, the opening season, the opening time of Clemson baseball in the opening weekend series, the Tigers are playing at Cameron. It'd be two ranked teams. It's a noon game at Cameron, and Clemson baseball's going to be playing baseball that day. You shouldn't have to pick which one you're going to watch.
Absolutely not. And to his point, traditionally, a lot of those Big Ten schools that actually have baseball programs, and are not on the West Coast, I should add, they're playing their first month of the year on the road.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can't play baseball when it's icy. You can't play it in the snow. I mean, how are you going to see a white ball?
Let me give you Michigan's baseball schedule. That's where he came from. All right? For this year. Baseball this year. And oh, by the way, if this is still an academic model, which I don't have any kind of illusions that it's all, still an academic deal here. But how you doing academics when you open up down in Arizona and you play in Oregon State and Stanford and Arizona and Oregon State again in Arizona, and then the next week you go to Texas to play Florida State, Louisville, and Kansas State. And then the next weekend, you're in San Diego to play San Diego for a three-game set. And then you're at Cal State Northridge on a Tuesday, so you're staying out west. And then you've got at Pepperdine. You don't play your very first home game. Then you go to UCLA. You don't play your very first home game until you play Toledo. No, I'm sorry. You got a Western Michigan game on March the 10th. But your first weekend series, let me do that then. your very first weekend series, you've got against Nebraska on March the 20th. You got a whole month where basically you're on the road.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, what are we doing, man? We're sending these kids, they're supposed to be going to class. We're sending these kids all over the country, flying them all over the country, spending money where nobody's going to be out watching their games anyway. Like, just trying to spend money rather than opening up. And he said in March, it's still cold in March, but just move it back. I thought one of the great points he makes is that minor league baseball outdraws college baseball by a mile. And minor league baseball does not play in February and March. Fans don't want to go freeze their butts off. Well, to be fair now, and I don't want the Greenville Drive people to be mad at me, but people aren't passionate about Greenville Drive. Like, you didn't go to the Greenville Drive. You went to Clemson. You went to South Carolina. You went to Georgia. Mm-hmm. Went to Georgia Tech. You know, no one's like, man, I can't wait for the Drive season to come along because the players change over so much. But it's a baseball experience. You go to the baseball game. You might pull for them, and it's great. Takes a little bit of pride. But, like, nobody's passionate about the Greenville Drive, or very few.
If there was an option to go to college Clemson baseball games later in the season when yes. the minor leagues are capitalizing,
right?
I think a lot more people. I mean, Clemson's not even the exception. Across the South,
yes,
you're going to have a lot of people. You'll pack stadiums out. He's yeah. not wrong.
Yep. Now, besides that, there's others. I mean, again, there's the empirical data of injuries. There's the data of what the national championship yields, what recruiting looks like, what the fan bases could look like. He talked about it. It's hard. I don't drink beer. It's hard to be drinking. When I did drink beer, I didn't want to drink it when it was 25 degrees or 30 degrees outside. Like, it just tasted better, a little bit better at like 75 degrees rather than 25 degrees, so all that. So the merch part of it, you know, I don't want to go buy baseball winter jackets. I want to buy a baseball shirt. You know, I don't want to buy a baseball toboggan. I want to buy a baseball hat. You know, this is the merch part of it. Like, all that just makes so much sense. So he's right about that. Now, I take it a step farther, though. All right, so he's talking about starting March. Why don't we do it to where we back everything out? We don't start till April. We start after college basketball. Instead of playing February, let me see what the end of the season is. So Omaha now ends up, regular season ends up in May. And then Omaha is the first week of June. All right, instead of saying February, March, April, May, those 4 months. Let's start in April, May, June, and July. And let's let the end of the college, let's let the College World Series end up either July or the first week of August. And then you got about a 2 or 3 week break before college football.
I would love that because then you don't have a gap in college sports.
And for that matter, let's even back basketball up and say you can't start till December the 1st. Or even January the 1st, and pack it all in there. Because Clemson basketball and ACC basketball and South Carolina basketball and Georgia basketball, you struggle when you're playing on Thursday nights or Wednesday nights in December and November when the NFL is on, when college football is on Saturdays and Sundays you're trying to compete against NFL and college football, you're not going to win those battles. People are still in football mode. And so why not back that up as well? And let's don't have so much overlap. Look, the PGA Tour and NASCAR figured it out. They do not want to compete with the NFL on a Sunday. You're not going to beat the NFL. Why even compete with them? College football's figured it out. You can't beat the NFL on a Thursday. We'll move our games to Friday. We're not playing this stuff anymore. Why try to compete? Why not? Why overlap? Let's have a football season. When we finish that, let's have a baseball season, or basketball season. When we finish that, let's have a baseball season. Or, better yet, like I said, move baseball to the fall, move football to the spring.
Everybody's happy, and honestly, athletic departments will make a little more money.
I think so. Imagine football season coming out. You start out in the snow, and then you work your way into a little better weather and national championships in, like, April. And that won't happen. I get it. I understand I'm climbing too big of a hill there, but if you can move baseball back, what are we saving? We're saving the Cape Cod League. What are we saving? The Major League Baseball draft a little bit. Move the draft back, Major League Baseball. These guys are going to rookie ball anyway. These guys are going to short seasons anyway. But move it back, man. Move the draft back to right before you know, late in August, and then let these guys start the whole new year next year in baseball. They're not really doing anything till that next spring anyway. In the deal there, I don't know, man. Makes a lot of sense.
Give them more time to develop.
Yeah, Nathan, baseball guy Nathan says, split the schedule. Do it like golf does. Do it like basketball does. Do it like tennis does. Do it like soccer. Well, soccer doesn't do it, but 15 games in September and October, and 40 games in March, April, and May. That's interesting. That's really splitting it. Whereas, like, golf does that. They'll play a fall, and then they'll play in the spring. Basketball plays in the fall semester and the spring semester, but they don't take a break in there. To where in baseball, you play September, October. But even then, if you're playing in September, October, you're competing against basketball. I mean, against football. And you're not going to win that one. The NASCAR, let me give you the NASCAR schedule. Bear with me 1 second here. NASCAR's 2026 schedule here. Go ahead and look, see what year it is. That's the one you know you're getting old. All right. The NASCAR schedule begins at Daytona. The Daytona 500 is February the 15th. You know what's after that? You know what's before that?
Before February 15th? The start of college baseball.
The Super Bowl is before that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Before that, yes. Yeah. But the Super Bowl finishes up. They wait to after the Super Bowl to start this.
That's smart.
And you know when their season ends? The last race, well, they go into November. But they start their playoffs. Bear with me here when the playoffs begin. They only have like a 10 playoff deal there. Start the playoffs in like September. PGA Tour knows it. Let me give you the PGA Tour schedule. The Tour now is thinking about the same thing. The Tour is now saying in the future, we're not even going to start till after the Super Bowl. But the Tour ends, the Tour Championship. And they have other auxiliary type events after that. But the Tour Championship is on August the 30th. You know why? NFL dominates on Sundays. Don't compete against it. Don't try. All right. Short break. I'm going to ask about I've never asked Dr. Martin about partial knee replacement with robotic-assisted surgery. That's what Lindsey Vonn had. Hey, Patterson Tax Service, Russell's already talked to me. Russell's already at it right now. Already got a text from him this morning. And they're doing taxes right now. They're filing taxes right now. They're doing an amazing job. We love the Patterson Tax Service. PATTX.com, PatTax.com, 864-859-8289. Make your appointment. Get it done. Take care of it. They put it to bed. What happens is for you procrastinators, if you don't do it in February, then you won't do it in March. And then you come to the end of April or beginning of April and go, hey, I haven't done my taxes yet. What do I need to do? I got to do my taxes. They panic. Don't do it. Don't panic. Do it now. Get your money back faster. Maximize your return. The best in the business. Personal taxes. Your business taxes need to be done by the middle of March anyway. Take care of it. So we're great friends. PATTAX.com. Arthrex Sports Medicine segment. Dr. Steve Martin right after this.
Cooler weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen when thinking of and preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. Nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables sourced right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend celebration, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
QC Kinetics helps active people stay active. People like David Boardman, police officer, competitive athlete, and gym owner who trains hard almost every day.
My body's taken a lot of abuse over the years. I've had multiple knee surgeries on both of my knees. I could barely run a mile prior to going to QC Kinetics. Doctors have all told me, hey, you are going to need knee replacements.
But QC Kinetics gave David great news.
We're going to give you the opportunity to have not one, but two healthy knees, and we don't have to cut you open.
And after David's regenerative treatments at QC Kinetics,
since I've gone to them, I run 20, 30 miles a week. I really wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for QC Kinetics.
From knee pain to Ironman training,
it's a no-brainer.
Now it's your turn. Call QC Kinetics to book your free consultation today.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Whether you need a portable toilet once or on a daily basis, please call Royal Flush Portable Toilet Rental.
Call 864-238-8800.
Remember, when in doubt, give Royal Flush a shout.
Call 864-238-8800.
Royal Flush Portable Toilet Rental offers septic tank pumping, portable restroom rentals, dumpsters, restroom trailer rentals, waste holding tank rentals, temporary fencing, and lots more. Please call Royal Flush Portable Toilet Rental today.
Get more value from your drive at Toyota of Easley. Right now, lease the all-new 2026 Toyota BZ for just $299 a month with no money down, exclusively for qualified Toyota customers. This offer makes it easier than ever to get behind the wheel of tomorrow's technology. Call 864-855-2233 for details or visit Toyota of Easley today. Don't miss your chance. Call and visit for your BZ lease special now.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, if you're looking for safe takes, you're on the wrong station.
Not up in here!
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. A couple quick things here. The Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com, they do an incredible job of Engineered Sleep. These people are amazing. Their mattresses are the best in the world. We love Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. Get the ES Duo mattress. This Duo mattress is the best mattress in the world. The Today mattress, the best mattress under $500. That's the one they compete with Costco and Sam's and all that with. It's the best mattress under $500. These are the company that I just totally believe in. It's my great friends at Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. To our guest lines, this moment, this segment, I should say, brought to you by Arthrex. And I always talk about Arthrex at the end. Let me tell you about Arthrex in the beginning here. My great friends at Arthrex do an incredible job. This is a company that is that has 1,000 new procedures every single year. It's our great friends at Arthrex down in Naples. They are a company that does some stuff we're going to talk about even technology-wise today. Arthrex is a company that I just totally believe in. And if you want to know more about orthopedia.com, more about your body, learn more about Arthrex and how it all works, learn more about even working there, careers.arthrex.com. Get in touch with the great friends there. to our guest lines, where our good friend Dr. Steve Martin joins us. He is the head orthopedic surgeon for Clemson University Athletics, Prisma Health, and a guy that I still call my good friend, the Blue Ridge Orthopedics, Prisma Health, and head orthopedic surgeon for Clemson University Athletics. Good morning, Dr. Martin. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing awesome. So I find out today, Ashby's one of our young employees here at the station, and she tells me, we're doing the break. We're talking about Lindsey Vonn's knee surgeries. And she said, yeah, I tore my ACL many times when I was younger. I was like, well, first of all, she's about 22, I'm guessing.
22.
And she said, I said, many times. Like, are you being a dramatic young person? She said, and I was thinking, like, two's not many. She said, well, no, three. So, tore ACL in the eighth grade?
Ninth grade. Starting, yep.
All right. Doc, got the surgery, tore it in the final day of rehab the second time. And then tore it as a 10th grade, and then tore it as 11th grade. Three ACLs on the same knee. I'll let you speak to that and the cumulative effect and, like, the uphill battle she faced with the same knee and maybe the age. And she was a soccer and women's basketball. But am I missing anything else in there, Ashby? That's the gist of it.
Yes.
Have you seen three in basically 3 years like that?
Unfortunately, that's not – way out of bounds these days. We in the sports medicine world are identifying, you know, a series of risk factors for what we call re-injury. And re-injury rates, if I include the other knee, because that's a high-risk athlete, the re-injury rates for a 15, 16-year-old female playing sports like basketball and soccer and things like that, unfortunately, is about 30%. Now, so that's one in three. So that includes the other knee in that statistic. So that's not just the operative knee. And so we have looked at those statistics, and we are identifying these list of risk factors that we look at in every case now, and then we try to address those other risk factors at the time of surgery to lessen the risk of re-injury. And so the things that we look at, one of the problems, women's sports, ACL injuries still to this day are still statistically 4 to 5 times the injury rates as we see in the men's sports. And there's a host of reasons for that. Some of them are anatomic, some of them are landing techniques, some of them are, you know, when the quadriceps fires versus the hamstring. But we have identified some of those factors and can do some ACL injury prevention programs. But these other factors that we look at once the ACL is torn, things that include, you know, how loose are they from a joint standpoint? You know, we have some people that have, skin and ligaments that are looser than other individuals. We have the shin bone, the tibia, the slope of the top of that tibia. The higher that slope is, the more strain is put on the ACL. Injuries to other associated ligaments around the knee, especially on the outside of the knee, we've identified, and meniscal injuries. And so we have these checklists. I have a couple ACL surgeries tomorrow, and I've got I'm addressing two or three of these other check boxes at the time, and these are both, you know, in that same age range, and they're I'm addressing those at the time of surgery to lessen their risk of re-injury. And so one of the procedures that have been developed through Arthrex, one is the internal brace can be added to the graft. That's that suture material that can protect the graft from re-injury. We're doing some tightening procedures on the outside of the knee at the time of the ACL surgery to lessen that rotation strain on the ACL. We're repairing those meniscal injuries to bring the meniscus back on board from a stability standpoint. And so, yes, that scenario is still happening today, but it's happening less than what we saw, you know, three, four, or five years ago, because we're doing these additional surgeries and addressing these additional risk factors to lessen the risk. So.
And then is there at that age, we talk about these young people that are recovering faster. It would be different if I had three ACLs at 57 compared to someone in their, 16, 17, 18 years old. But still, is there a cumulative effect of that? And is it less for her than it would have been for me?
So, you brought up Lindsey Vonn, but the cumulative effect is each one of those surgeries and injuries is a traumatic impact to the knee itself. So the bone, the cartilage, the meniscus, all these structures that are vital for the longevity, the lifetime of a joint are damaged. The inflammation associated with the injury starts a negative process on that joint articular cartilage. And so we have a host of, not putting Ashley in the same category, but I'm interested in what that 35 and 40 year old knee is going to look like, right?
Yeah.
Because some of our ability to reconstruct or rebuild knees down the road is designed for 60 and 70 year olds, not 30 and 40 year olds that are still out, skiing downhill racing. So.
Well, here's the thing about Ashby is that by the time she's 35, Arthrex is going to have these totally different technology, and then she'll be walking around. She might be back in the WNBA by the time she's 35. Who knows? With the way technology is going through all that. So
absolutely.
Let me ask about Lindsey Vonn. 9 major knee surgeries throughout her skiing career, multiple ACL, MCL reconstructions, lateral meniscus repairs, tibial plateau fractures, and even in 2024, a robotic-assisted partial knee replacement. We talked about a lot of things on this show, Doctor, but I don't, to my knowledge, have we talked about any robotic-assisted partial knee replacements?
I don't think we have, Nikki. So, in other words, I think you've made a list there with Lindsey Vonn. I think the whole story there are. We could talk for an hour on just her case alone in terms of the aspects of the case and the fact that she's even trying. To get back to, another race speaks for her, mental capacity and physical capacity as a world-class elite athlete. And I think that's first and foremost from her standpoint is, she's different.
Yes.
We can't even put ourselves in her mind and her body with what she's capable of doing and capable of doing. And then the importance of, an Olympic downhill race.
Yes.
And what she has worked her lifetime for, and to get back to that race, and to have that potentially taken away from you. And so to most of us, the thought of skiing down, a downhill race without an ACL, that just blows the mind. But she may or may not be able to do it, but she's obviously going to try. And so it's a shared decision between the medical team and her and weighing risk and benefits. But skiing in and of itself is not a high ACL demand sport from a plant foot pivoting change of direction standpoint. It's a very high quadriceps dominated knee bending, but knees staying together type of sport. Now, that being said, to hit something, off balance and to catch an edge and to come off of a bump and to at those speeds, that they're one hair's breadth away from disaster at all times, if they're going to win or podium or those kind of things. And so, I think that's where doing additional damage to the knee is definitely potential. But whether she can race or not will depend upon, how much swelling, whether she's got her quadriceps function back from a knee standpoint. And she understands her body better than anybody else. She may get to race day and just say, well, I can't do it. She'll know that because she's an elite athlete. I joke, even here at Clemson, I one of the questions I always ask, is the athletes is, okay, what percent recovered are you? And, I've got, I've told this story, but one of our football players who's now playing in the NFL, I would ask him and he says, well, I'm 82.5%. And he was joking, but he really wasn't joking. He knew he was in tune to where he is, and she'll obviously do some training runs, and she'll be wearing a brace, and she'll know whether she's able to do it. But robotic surgery is another type of surgery where we are using the computer to assist what we do in surgery to improve our accuracy, not just of the bone cuts when we do it, but also of the soft tissue balancing of a joint. And to be able to do that is another technology form where, yes, the surgeon is still doing the surgery. So that it sounds like the robot's in there doing the surgery, but the computer is assisting the surgeon in terms of fine tuning these bone cuts that we make before we put the implant in, so that the soft tissues and the alignment is more accurate. We're doing that here in Greenville and Oconee and that kind of thing. So robotic surgery is becoming a mainstream technique for a joint replacement.
She had 9 knee surgeries. You know, she dated Tiger Woods for a while. And I imagine because, you know, couples, you know, just starting out dating and like things in common that they can talk about. I imagine over dinners and some of their dates, they can just talk about all their knee surgeries and all their surgeries. Like 9 of those. 9 on her knee, well, by the way, on knees.
I think you could ask, you know, Ashley, you know, there is, you know, the first injury is devastating,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The second injury is absolutely life-changing, because in that one split second, when you feel that next injury, you know what your next 6 to 9 to 12 months is going to be. Rehab can be a very lonely place at times. You know, all your other friends are out there, you know, training and playing and practicing and enjoying the sport, and there you are, you know, back, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning in the rehab facility, you know, by yourself over there on the, you know, stationary bicycle. And so it's a very lonely place at times, very difficult place. And to go through that mentally 9 times, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then to still want to be out there on your sport. So I think, you know, I think this will be kind of the story of this Olympics, whether she's able to do it or not, whether she can make a run. You know, I think being on the podium and doing all and winning a medal would be just a miracle, to be honest with you. But just being out there is a miracle for me. So it's a great story in a lot of different directions.
Yep, no doubt about that. I want to ask you next week when we visit, if we can remind ourselves about, it was a rupture. And we'll talk about ruptures. I don't want to rupture anything, but complete rupture of all that stuff. So, hey, Doc, one quick note. I almost called you Sunday to see what you're doing. If we stop by the house, my son took 5 stitches up to the forehead, and I was like, well, let me just drop him by Dr. Martin's house. But my wife said, no, we're going to go to the ER. So we went over and got some stitches.
I have sewn up some athletes on my center console in my kitchen, because that's where the best lighting in the house is.
Yeah, yeah.
So it can be done. Just holler at me, man.
You got it. Hey, Doc, I always appreciate it, man. I didn't ask you at the beginning. You doing great?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great, man. I feel like $1 million. I'm on this roll right now.
We're on track.
We are.
26.
We are, buddy. Hey, thanks an awful lot. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait to visit with you next week.
All right, take care.
You too. Dr. Steve Martin, Arthrex, the orthopedic surgeon, Blue Ridge Orthopedics, Prisma Health, and head orthopedic surgeon, Clemson University Athletics. And again, I tell you, careers.arthrex.com, orthopedia.com, or arthrex.com. Find out more about this unbelievable company right here in the upstate of South Carolina, hiring right now and hiring some very, very great jobs and very fulfilling jobs. Do that with our great friends at careers.arthrex.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Ashby and I are going to have a slight debate about greatest athletes of all time, because we did the Wilt Chamberlain stuff. I've got some Ollie facts that would be interesting. Much more when you come back into this.
Sitting here today with good friend Jeannie Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Jeannie, listener asks, Walt, I let time sneak up on me and did nothing on my Medicare choice for 2026. Is there anything that Jeannie can help me with?
Sometimes life gets in the way and we just can't handle it all timely enough. Did you get a surprise when you picked up a prescription? Or how about when you went to the doctor? The qualified answer is, it's probably not too late, and we can most likely help you. Odds are good that you will qualify for one of the many special election periods that we can use to enroll a Medicare recipient. and it's our job to figure that out. If you'd like to have an agent who services its customers, give us a call today at 864-307-8484 and let's see how we can help you. We'll see if you're in the plan that's right for you. Call us at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484.
It's bow time. Hurry into Bojangles for two scratch-made sizzling sausage biscuits for just $4. One bite and you'll want breakfast for dinner. Good thing we serve savory sausage biscuits all day. But this 2-for-4 deal won't last forever. It's bow time.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website davisservicesinc.com today.
When it comes to Clemson gear, there's one place that sets the standard, the Tiger Sports Shop. From classic everyday essentials to the latest seasonal must-haves, we've got everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Nike, Lululemon, polos, hoodies, hats, and tees, you name it, we've got it. Men's, women's, kids, headwear, gifts, you name it, we've got it. Shop either our two convenient locations or online at tigersports.com. Tiger Sports Shop. Clemson pride every day, every season.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Mail. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Mail is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
Conference pride is great until kickoff. We are the Roar.
The house, I didn't know this, but Eric Newton's group built the house that used Harbin Lumber in right outside my neighborhood that I was talking about. So, because I saw the wrap, I didn't know that it was Tiger Properties and Eric and Jeff and all doing that. But, yeah, man, it looks great. Hey, Harbin Lumber, I've got a great builder coming over, a great either this weekend or first next week to come take a look at our kitchen. And so we're going to do some kitchen stuff. We're going to add a cooktop, and we're going to add a pantry, and we're going to move some stuff around, and can't wait. We're going to love it. It's our great friends at Harbin Lumber. They've already done the designs of the cabinets and what all that's going to look like, and designs of the pantry and what all that's going to look like. I called up my good friend Wes, the Michelangelo of cabinets, and made sure this is going to go right. In our current home right now, by the way, the new cabinet we want to move over might be in the dining room, so that'll add another room. We've got mudroom, laundry room, kitchen, living room, bathrooms, walk-in closets, and bedrooms. We're going to add a Harbin Lumber cabinet to the dining room, too. So we're going to have 6 different rooms with the Harbin Lumber cabinets. We love it. It's our great friends, HarbinLumber.com since 1917, the best of business. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Ashby, you and I had a very spirited debate. Nice debate. friendly debate, not argument, about Wilt Chamberlain. And the point that you and Faxon and maybe Sam were making was, maybe Morgan Thomas, was it happened so long ago and the athletes are better today, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I get it. And you're not wrong about that, and I wasn't totally right about everything I was saying. But someone brought up, maybe Harper brought up, the greatest athletes of all time, and that's where I said, oh, no, Usain Bolt was on TV. Yes. And I said, top three athlete of all time. Well, did you push back on that at all? Did anybody push back on Usain Bolt? At least top five athlete of all time?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Agreed or not agreed? Can you make the argument, Usain Bolt?
I completely agree.
9.58 meters. I mean, just unbelievable there. So anyway, and then Harper asked, who's the greatest athlete of all time? And that's where I said Muhammad Ali. And I say that from a – his mind was – he had the greatest mind of any athlete of all time. He had the most social significant and Ashby makes a good point about does that really count and do either of those really count? I think when you consider where the world was, he was the most recognizable figure in the world. He overtook Mickey Mouse. Before Muhammad Ali, Mickey Mouse was the most recognizable figure on earth. It became Muhammad Ali. Now, to beat Mickey Mouse – it's pretty good. With that said, let me give you some numbers here. Because I gave you during the break, we talked about it. You said more significant than Jordan. The most people to ever watch Michael Jordan play on TV, the Utah Jazz Finals, 98 Finals, I believe, 29 million people watched it. Okay? Muhammad Ali, I've been hiding these up over here. Ashby, look the other way because I want to be dramatic about this, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Muhammad Ali on the fight of the century in 1971 with Joe Frazier. Again, 29 million people watched Michael Jordan in the NBA Finals. In the fight of the century against Frazier in 71 and his comeback, 300 million people watched it.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, hold on. In the Rumble in the Jungle against George Foreman in 1974 and the Thriller in Manila versus Joe Frazier in 1975, 1 billion people watched that. When Ali fought Spinks, Ali Spinks 2 in 78, and Ali and Larry Holmes in 1980, estimated 2 billion people watched it. But let me give you the even bigger significance than any of those. Two numbers to tell you about. You're talking about at the time in the 70s, where if you're talking about 1 to 2 billion people, you're talking about 25%, over 25% of the world's population watched those fights. Now, again, 1 out of every 4 people on Earth, people who had no access to television, people who had all, you know, that's including like little infant babies, that's including people in their deathbed, that's including people that lived in third world countries that didn't have access to it all. 1/4 of the people on Earth watched his fights, all right? Now, with that said, that's not the most amazing thing.
Okay.
Pretty amazing so far?
Pretty amazing.
Okay. He died in 2016. His memorial service had 1 billion viewers. 1 billion people watched his funeral service, his memorial service. Social significance, I think we make a pretty good argument for. Pretty good?
That's a really good argument.
Okay.
I have 2 points to push back on.
Okay.
You.
Okay. All right.
Number one.
Oh, you're a formidable foe, by the way. I like this. Yes?
Look, I come prepared. You have
all right.
to.
All right.
All right. Number one.
Yep.
I would argue that since 1998, when Michael Jordan was in the most watched finals, whatever. I think he's become even more of a household name because of the Jordan brand.
Sure.
They produce, in 2022, they sold 60 million pairs of shoes. That's 1 year.
60 million is a lot.
So you're
it's
looking
not a million,
at,
but it's a lot.
It's
yeah.
not a million. That's what I was going to say. Okay.
All right.
That's a billion.
That's yeah. 1 year. They came out in what?
Yeah.
1991?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're talking about almost now 40 years of that. You're talking about people all across the world that know him from these shoes, as well as the basketball player. I think he is more recognizable today than Muhammad Ali is, at least to people in this generation. He has transcended more generational, like, people knowing who he is than Muhammad Ali at this point in time. Now,
currently.
Currently.
Well, like, more people know who I might not know this. I might not say this. More people know who Donald Trump and Joe Biden are. I'm going to include both sides. I'm guessing that than know Thomas Jefferson.
Yes.
Doesn't mean either of those are a better president, though.
I'm not saying that at all.
But the passage of time and the current event of it. And I would say this, maybe, and I could be wrong on this, maybe Jordan's familiarity or at least the recognizable aspect of it has declined in the last 2 or 3 years. Because he's a farther away from his playing career.
No, I think he had a resurgence a few years ago when The Last Dance came out.
Yeah.
Everybody was just Michael Jordan all the time.
I love that one. That was great.
My other point is, just because an athlete has the most social significance, does that automatically put them in the greatest athlete category?
It's a great point. These are transcending sports. In other words, the great ones, people that don't watch the NFL can tell you who Tom Brady was. People who don't, because Giselle maybe through some of that. People who did not watch the NBA could tell you who Michael Jordan was. People who, and maybe LeBron James, maybe. So you get a little bit of credit for that. Not the most when it comes to the greatest athlete of all time. Because when ESPN did their top 100 athletes ever, I made the case, and I think that they kind of agreed with it a little bit, that Secretariat is a top 10
Fair.
Athlete. Fair. And that got a lot of pushback. But the way Secretariat dominated was just amazing.
I don't know. I just think because Tom Brady is one of the most well-known people in the world, that I don't think that necessarily makes him a better athlete than the ski, what are they called, mountaineer engineers that are about to go in the Olympics, that hike up mountains. I don't know.
Ralph Patterson sends me this. Saw a video of Muhammad Ali one time dunking on Wes Unseld. Unseld played at Louisville before going pro. Ali got to know him from Louisville. Phenomenal athlete, but going and dunking on 6'7"-ish, maybe 6'9"-ish, maybe Wes Unseld in an NBA Hall of Famer. Man, that's going to show that. My friend Tony Eubanks, who officiated my wedding, by the way, says that Bo Jackson's the greatest athlete ever. Not as popular. And that's coming from an Alabama guy, an Alabama girl, through all that. I just think that Ali, the thing about Ali was, it's hard to put in terms now because boxing is non-existent. At the time, boxing was the number one sport in the world. And people think that you're crazy. Look at the viewers. I mean, a billion people watching it. You almost look at it now like, what? Like, boxing was big then? No, boxing was the single biggest sport in the world in my lifetime. And that, I know I'm old and all that, but it's like, yeah, boxing was that big. The other side of it is the enormity of his fights. I mean, and take it all over the world. He fought in the Philippines. He fought in Zaire. He fought all over the world and in front of audiences all over the world. And so, again, the most recognizable figure in the world, worldwide appeal rather than just, you know, appeal here in the United States. I think a lot has to do with that. And the other part of it was the idea that he there was almost like scripts written for his fight, that Ali was, there's no way he's going to come back from the suspension for the Vietnam War. And especially after Joe Frazier beat him in the first fight, there's no way he's going to beat Joe Frazier again. Beat him twice. When Joe Frazier gets knocked down like 6 times after he wins the championship by George Foreman. George Foreman's the greatest fighter of all time, and George Foreman's destroying people. There's no way Ali at his advanced age can beat George Foreman. He knocked George Foreman out. At the age of 30, whatever it was, when he faced Leon Spinks, and Spinks beat him in New Orleans, I guess it was, in the first time around. There's no way he can come back and beat Leon Spinks and win the heavyweight championship for the third time. At his advanced age, he beat Leon Spinks. Like, there was this high drama of Ali doing it, but doing it mentally. And again, he wasn't the greatest fighter of all time. Like, Sugar Ray Robinson is a better boxer. But the mental thing that put him over the edge of doing what everybody says can't be done, and he did it. Whew, man. Like, when Jordan won NBA Finals, you kind of knew Jordan's going to win the NBA Final. When Ali beat Frazier, no one thought he was going to beat Frazier. When Ali beat Foreman, no one thought he was going to beat Foreman. Like, doing things that others – but it was his mind that pushed him through all that. Again, I'm biased. But, man, what a – a billion people watch your funeral. There's some significance there.
Crazy.
I would say this. I would say that if Barack Obama and and Trump had their memorial service on the same day, at the same time in a joint service, that you wouldn't get a billion people watching nowadays. And there's more people on Earth now than there was in 2016. I don't know. Is there more people now in 2016? I know we got a declining population. Maybe. Man, I may be wrong about that. There's more people now than there was in 1970 when he fought these fights in the 70s. And I don't know. He was having every fourth person in the world. Let me put it like this. When the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show, right? The greatest televised. Let's see if I write this. Beatles on Ed Sullivan. How many people watched it? Let's see this. To put this in context. When the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show, 73 million people watched it.
Oh, my goodness.
73 million. Oh, yeah? Well, Ali thought 2 billion people watched it. Like, you know, that's the Beatles, man. You know? I think when people hear that stat, like, whoa. You know how many more, and I'm being facetious when I say this, you know how many more 2 billion is than 73 million? Like, the Super Bowl is going to have 125 million people watching on Sunday. Maybe down a little bit this year. Maybe 120 million people watch Super Bowl on Saturday. Oh, yeah? When Ali fought, 1 billion people watched it. That's something, man. That's just amazing. Insane. That's insane. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Hey, my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, your garage flooring specialists, they do an incredible job. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com, 404-8158, 404-8158. Get your garage floor. Get a free estimate. See if they can help you out. And it's going to take 10 minutes for them to show you their colors to get you an estimate. The estimate's going to be so much more affordable than you think it's going to be. And when it's all said and done, you're going to get an unbelievable garage floor. It's going to add value to your home. It's going to be functional. No stains, no cracks. You're going to love it. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com, 404-8158. Georgia basketball on a slide. We'll ask that from Dane Young in hour number three right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Folks, let's be honest. You've tried keto, paleo, Weight Watchers, intermittent fasting, and so much more. You lose the weight, then it comes right back. You blame yourself, your willpower, your discipline. But here's the truth. It was never about willpower. There's one thing that determines whether your body burns fat or stores it, and if you don't fix that first, every diet will fail. PhD Weight Loss identifies that one thing and helps you build a plan that works with your body, not against it.